A letter that's been sent to pastors and principals in the Springfield Catholic Diocese would require weekly Mass attendance for non-Catholic families who have children attending Catholic school. A story earlier this week by the Springfield Journal-Register indicates the letter sent by Bishop Thomas Papraki indicates the letter was sent out after a same-sex married couple tried to enroll their adopted children at Christ the King Elementary School in Springfield. The agreement indicates parents, adoptive parents, or legal guardians of children enrolled in Catholic schools should meet with their parish pastor if they are not living in accord with church teaching, including those who have divorced and remarried without an annulment, unmarried couples living together, and individuals in same-sex marriages or partnerships, according to the SJR. The agreement reportedly obliges families to attempt to tithe at least 8% of their income to the parish church on top of school tuition. Letter apparently indicates children will not be turned away if their parents consent to the contract, but then don't follow its terms. Rowell Catholic High School and Our Savior Elementary School are included in the agreement. Diocesan spokesman John Sullivan told the Jacksonville Journal-Courier parishes are being asked to wait to distribute the agreement to families because it remains under review. The agreement was recommended by the Presbyterial Council for the Springfield Diocese and approved by Bishop Papraki last month. The Jacksonville newspaper reports about 40 out of the 123 students at Rowell are from non-Catholic families.
What makes a great bank convenience? This is Corey Winters with Premier Bank. As a loan officer, we know you are busy and don't have time to fill out miles of paperwork. We make loans easy. From online applications and calculations to a friendly loan department that offers the best rates for you, we're Premier Bank. Visit us at one of our convenient locations in Jacksonville, Waverly, Whitehall, or Edwardsville, or online at premierbanksonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Several people arrested in Greene County in March for allegedly making methamphetamine in Root House are now facing federal charges. An indictment in U.S. court in Springfield on August 6th lists Jeremy Reno, Terry Pinkerton, Christopher Lopez, Brian Crum, and Melissa Taylor. The first three had been arrested at a residence at 309 West Prairie in Root House in March. Police said there was an active meth lab and that over 900 grams of a substance containing methamphetamine was seized. The alleged meth lab was set up near North Greene Elementary School. The six-count indictment alleges the five people conspired to produce meth beginning last October. Crum was not arrested on March 4th, but is alleged in the indictment to have been a part of the meth-making operation with Reno and Pinkerton from January to March. He's also alleged to have maintained a residence at 514 West Prairie in Root House for the purpose of making meth from April up until May 26th. Crum and Taylor were arrested for meth manufacturing and possession of meth manufacturing materials on May 26th. Several of the people arrested have been through the Greene County court system already. Christopher Lopez pleaded guilty to purchasing a meth precursor while having possession of meth-making materials and meth manufacturing charges dropped. He was given credit for jail time served, ordered to serve 18 months of probation, and fined $2,500. Jacksonville police made one arrest last night. 67-year-old Howard Bryant of Chapin was arrested in the 800 block of West State at around 10:45 p.m. for possession of drug paraphernalia and operating an uninsured vehicle. Bryant remains in custody. Cass County deputies made one arrest overnight. 23-year-old Kyle Anderson of Virginia was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 4 a.m. for assault. Anderson remains in custody. The two candidates seeking to replace Aaron Schock in Congress squared off in a debate in the capital city Wednesday evening. The contenders, Republican Darren LaHood of Peoria and Democrat Rob Mellon of Quincy. The debate, hosted by the State Journal Register, featured back-and-forth discussion on several topics, including immigration, religion, and even the congressional race so far. Audio comes to us courtesy of our news reporting partners at WICS-TV, first from LaHood and then from Mellon.
Well, I'm just saying I'm proud of the election that the campaign we've run and the election we ran in the primary. We had a spirited race in the Republican primary against two opponents. And proud of the support I had from all over this congressional district. I got support from all 19 counties.
You know, Mr. LaHood was able to raise $250,000 in the first 3 days after he announced. I think people are sick and tired of it because they know that money comes with strings and attachments. He's in a position right now where he receives so many donations from different groups that he can't be objective anymore without turning over his shoulder.
Another debate is set for 7 o'clock tonight up in the Peoria area. Election day is September 10th. Jacksonville Center for the Arts held its fifth annual Jack's Arts press conference yesterday to announce the 2015-2016 season for all the area arts organizations. They included Sean Rose, who announced part of the schedule for the Jacksonville Theater Guild.
On September 25th, we will be presenting The Complete History of America, Abridged. And it opens for 6 performances. Carly Holmes will be directing this hilarious romp through American history. 600 years of history in 6,000 seconds. History will never be the same. 3-person show takes us from Washington to Watergate, the Bering Straits to Baghdad, and from the New World to New World Order.
Sean Edward Hall gave the schedule for the Playhouse on the Square.
October 16th through 18th, we're doing a radio play of a very famous couple called the Battling Bickersons. If you remember hearing their radio broadcasts in the past, they even came out with some albums, I believe. At the end of October, 22nd through 25th, we're doing a children's play called The Orphan Train, based on the true events of the train that would travel in 1853 to 1912. Trains would go throughout the U.S., connecting orphans to prospective families.
But it wasn't just theater productions. Terry Benz of Pine Tree Studios at 310 East State Street talked about what's coming up there.
You may remember when I first opened the studio, I did a program called When Poetry Becomes Song. And I invited some singers to come, and we looked at famous texts that had been turned into beautiful music, and we performed those. Andy Mitchell and I at Our Town Books are going to go the opposite direction this time. We want to go from when music becomes poetry. It's going to be a poetry writing workshop with music as the inspiration.
Other arts organizations represented included the Strawn Art Gallery, the Jacksonville Symphony Society, the Imagine Foundation, Lincoln Land Community College, and Illinois College's theater programs, and the IC Fine Arts Series. You can hear the full press conference by visiting the story on WLDS.com.
I've been talking about Elm City Center for months. You know, about how we shred confidential papers. If you've got some in your home or business, you could just leave it where it is. You know, in the closet, down the basement, in the attic or garage, filling drawers and drawers and boxes, taking up space, giving little critters a place to hide. Here's another idea. Bring it to us and let us shred it. You get your space back, the little critters move out, and your confidential papers are securely destroyed and recycled. Elm City Center on Walnut at Webster.
News notes this morning are Cass County related. The Community's Animal Control Commission will meet at 7 o'clock tonight at the Cass County Highway Department in Virginia. And the Cass County Overall Economic Development Committee will meet at 9:30 this morning in Beardstown.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.